Hello and welcome to Light and Hex. This is episode 11. I'm Gelada.
I'm Zephyrin. And with us today, we have, would you say a star guest or just a guest?
Just a guest.
Just a guest. We have a bum off the street.
Nice.
We have a guest with us today, and it's Yamara. Hello, Yamara.
Aloha.
Aloha.
How are you doing?
I'm quite well. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. And we're all good.
We're all good.
We're all... It was tickety-boo.
It was very stressy getting to this point, but we're all good. We've got wires going from the mixer to the mixer, back from the mixer to Yamara's microphone thingy, and then back to the mixer again.
It's a lot of wires. It took us a while to get the sounds right.
Me a while to get the
sound. Well, it took you a long while to get the sound right. Yeah, I know.
Okay, got a little bit of housekeeping apart from the fact that Yamara's here.
Yeah, Yamara's here. He's, I mean, you all know, well, you should all know Yamara if you've been listening to the show, because we do mention him occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we don't slag you off, ever.
No, we never slagged you off before. Of course not.
Never.
No,
exactly. Okay, first of all, we just had a quick email. It says, it's from Sarah, who we know from school.
You know, really.
I know, yeah. It says, hey, Gelada and Sephram and Yamara. It didn't actually say that, but I'll just put that in. I have to say, I'm actually loving the manga and anime part of the show. And I think it was a great move for you guys to keep it in. And a quick question, what is the difference between anime and manga? Is it that anime is moving and manga isn't?
Well, it's kind of ironic when you think about it, because, like, she likes the manga and anime part, but yet she doesn't even know what it is.
She must just like listening to it.
Yeah,
like listening to your voice, Sephram.
I know.
There is a way to remember it.
How are you?
Yeah, anime, animation.
Yeah.
That's what we thought. But yeah, it also says, and I have a problem. My computer is convinced that the episode is only 9.19, very exact, minutes long, and so you end up stopping in mid-sentence. I'm going to re-download it and get back to you if it works or not when my internet is back up and running. I assume that it worked because she didn't say anything after that. But the problem with that sometimes occurs if it part downloads and then it's in the cache and it thinks that that's how long it is and so won't ever download anymore. Best thing to do, delete your internet cache, try again.
Yeah.
The only other problem we sometimes have is that your media player may think it's slightly shorter or longer than it actually is because we use variable bit rates.
Yeah, I've had that before. I mean, I've been listening to back, say, on like an episode, and although it says it's finished, it keeps playing.
But yeah, so, and it says, keep up the good work, Sarah. So thank you very much, Sarah, for emailing in.
Yeah, that's great. We got sent another email. And of course, we love getting your emails. It really boosts our morale.
It does.
Enthusiastic more about the show, yeah, so send them in. They will get read out on air most likely, since we don't get whole many.
No, so
we can always guarantee they'll get read out on air. And keep it up.
Show at lifeinhex.com. Yes,
indeed.
He got there in the end. So now we just move on to our life section.
That was our housekeeping. Not a whole lot of housekeeping, really. Really changed.
Nothing major. Maybe a forum sometime. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, what about the IRC channel?
I was thinking about that. Requires a bit more maintenance than a forum, because you have to like have an IRC bouncer.
Yeah.
And
I thought you got one.
I have got one, but it's on Downet. You can't have them on multiple servers.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's not even on Downet, is it? It's on Quakenet. It's on Quakenet, isn't it? Because Dare's on Quakenet. So yeah, just I will start with a quick mention that I'm doing an online shop for someone, and it is doing my head in. Please, listeners, remind me never, ever to do online shops ever, because I don't like it.
Well, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it, but it's, you know, it's just a lot of effort, and it keeps wanting different things because they're selling like allergy-free bedding, and because it's a medical product, if you suffer from like asthma or something, you can get it VAT exempt, and you self-certify yourself when you go on the website. So you go, yes, I'm VAT exempt, I've got an illness. Obviously, you could just tick that anyway, but that's beside the point. To comply with the law, you have to put this in. And so it took a hell of a lot of effort to get that, and so...
I can well imagine, but dude, you know what it means after you finish doing this.
My raid server.
Your raid server.
Yes, end of the month is the deadline. So that was me.
So, but you nearly finished it now, so...
I'm nearly done now, end of the month, and then I'm going ahead buying my raid stuff.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
What have I been up to? Well, not a whole lot, really. I mean, I think the biggest thing to mention, really, was last night, that's Friday night,
mm-hmm.
One of my mates from college came over, so hello, Shamus. Hello, Shamus. He came over my house. We did a bit of gaming on the Xbox and PC. Played some games. Played some Halo 2 for the first time on Xbox.
Cool.
Which, to be honest, sucked.
Compared to you've been
PC.
Playing it.
I'm too used to the PC version.
Because you started on the PC version, you never played the Xbox
exactly.
version.
Exactly.
So.
And I was playing the Xbox version of Halo 2.
Did you find very Halo often 2. You were zooming in without realising because you were pushing down
yeah.
on the
yes,
control stick?
Yes, I was. And I was crouching when I didn't want to crouch, and I wasn't crouching when I didn't want to crouch. Etc.
So,
I mean, sniping Impossibility. It's an impossibility.
Now you see why I can snipe so quickly on the PC version, because I've played the Xbox version, because I played it at that big lot.
Yeah, I remember.
Xbox LAN thing.
And, you had the
and so I was practicing sniping there. And so now, on the actual Windows, on the PC version, it's really easy. But of course, you may get Halo 2 when Windows Vista comes out, because it's Vista only when it comes out on PC. So
it'll be a lot better to play. I mean, FPS on PC is the best.
So much better than on... would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a lot to say.
Yeah, you have.
Well, I haven't got an Xbox, so I'm not in with the whole Xbox.
You got a PS2, you got a noob stick.
Yes.
Oh, don't insult Sony.
It's a noob stick.
Definitely insult Sony.
Oh, no.
You and your PSP.
Oh, I can watch anime on that.
So?
I'm portable.
I can watch anime on that and that. Well, not that I'd ever want to. I can watch anime on that and that's a Linux box.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm portable. I can, like, carry it around in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
PDA.
Tablet PC. Laptop.
Stop copying me. Lol. So yeah, we played some stuff. It was kind of crappy, playing the Xbox. We played some Monkey Ball afterwards.
Ooh.
On the Xbox. So I've got
cool.
Monkey Ball Deluxe for the Xbox.
Yeah, cool.
We played Monkey Target. That was fun. We made our monkeys drown.
aren't you nice?
other than that, that's about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Watch some cool movies. Watch The Final Stand. That's a BF2 video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is really... We need to show you that later, Yamara.
Sounds good.
Just a quick mention that I'll plug him later, but I was helping out with Mix Wizard at the showcase, which is a music thing at the school that Yamara and I go to, because Sefren's left. And I really don't know how he stands it, as I will mention later in the plugs and shouts section, but it was very cool helping out with the sound and stuff and all his Uber gear. He actually had stuff similar to us, though.
Really?
His compressor was the 4-channel version of this. So I was ooh, that's nice.
So this is just a bigger version.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's the same size, but it's cut in 4 and 10.
Oh, okay.
And he's got he had the mixer that he was named after, Mix Wizard.
Oh, right.
He's actually, he had the Mix Wizard mixer.
Oh,
so,
just in case people don't actually know who Mix Wizard is, he was the guy at the LAN.
Yeah, he was the guy at the LAN.
He was the guy who organized the LAN.
Life in Hex LAN, OX01.
Yes.
Yes.
So
that's that. It was pretty cool. I'll mention a bit more quickly in the plugs and chats later on.
You got anything?
I've been working on an anime review / information site.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it should go up this afternoon sometime.
Well, this afternoon in terms of Saturday.
Yeah, this afternoon in terms of recording. So it should be up by the time that people listen.
Yeah, so I'll find out the address and let you know sometime.
The address isn't 100% yet, is it?
No. So better not say that just in case.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But we will, of course, plug it next episode.
Yeah, next episode, episode 12, we'll definitely plug it for you.
Because people like our anime section, so you're likely to get...
Possibly one of our most popular sections. So.
He just loves saying that.
No, it is. Look, everybody who's emailed in so far...
Has always said about
always
the anime
said section. The anime section.
You are so right. I need to do a better tech section.
I mean, the anime's my section, tech's your section, gaming's both of us.
Yep.
You should really focus on your tech a bit more.
I know, it's appalling. Well, I'm going to do a programming bit sometime, because I had a couple of requests for that. So,
did you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Just from people I've just been speaking to, and they're like, oh, you should do a bit about programming. So I'll
Let me guess, Sam Whale?
No, he didn't mention it, actually. It wasn't Sam Whale that mentioned it.
Oh,
so.
Noob.
No.
Sorry, Sam Whale.
Don't know where he is. I spoke to him on Gmail very quickly, but I was in the middle of Far Cry, so I didn't get a chance.
Lol. Last lifey thing for me. Mm-hmm. I'm applying for a new job.
Cool.
I mean, I mentioned this before, that the other troubles at the libraries that were going to get closed down. Because the library's been saved and not been closed down, the problem is with that, though, is that they're cutting hours across the whole board.
Aren't you working like 4 hours a week or something?
Three.
3 hours a week.
I'm working 3 hours a week, my contracted hours. I'm doing some overtime over in another library. So, yeah, it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have money coming in, especially not to buy my new computer. My mum won't lend me the money at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our live section.
Moving on. Okay, anime section. This week, the anime section is going to be done by Yamara here.
Because Yamara is our local anime freak.
Lol. Raffle noob.
So, take it away, I guess. You know?
Before I start, two little anime newsy bits. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bleach was licensed the other day. That was Friday, which was yesterday.
Yesterday, as far as us recording.
Yeah. So if you go and check out ANN, Anime News Network, you can go and have a quick look over that article.
Cool.
We've linked to them before, so if you can't find the link to them, just look on our website.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all the links will be on the website anyway.
And April 5th, there is a new .hack anime coming out, .hack Roots.
Ooh.
Ooh, indeed.
I don't know what that means, but ooh, anyway.
Well, he likes his Dot Hack anime manga.
Oh, yes.
Mm. But, I mean...
Oh, and the games.
It was all right. I mean, I saw Dot Hack Sign. I saw Dot Hack Legend of the Twilight / Dot Hack Legend of the Incest.
excuse me.
dude. Dot Hack Legend of the Twilight, right, is about these two siblings, a brother and a sister, right? But the way they bloody act, it's not good.
Yeah. Oh.
It's not, like, supposed to be like that. It's just that the animators and the creators of the show seem to make...
Are slightly weird?
It's like the sister seem to have a weird relationship with her brother. And
oh.
And it was totally innocent and everything, but it made you think, what on earth are they thinking?
A lot more so in the anime than in the manga.
Yeah, a lot more so in the anime, because the manga's all right for it, but in the anime, it's that case. So, yeah, Dot Hack Roots coming out, which should be quite good.
Yeah.
And Bleach being licensed is not so good.
No, because... Well, if we're really, really lucky, we might get a half-decent dub.
I doubt it.
Yeah. But...
Okay.
It's going to be another One Piece dub.
Ah.
Disgraceful.
Cries.
But main bit is a review of the very old series, which I borrowed off Sephron recently, which
cool.
I saw for the first time, and it's called Tenshi Universe.
Now, I mean, as you listeners have been aware of, I bought all the Tenchi DVDs off of eBay, and I've been watching them, and I finally lent them to you after I finished watching them. And I said I wasn't going to do a review of it, because it's quite an old series, most anime fans have already seen it, but you really wanted to do a review of it, plus you wanted to get on the show as well, and it's a good series, so...
It's an awesome series.
It's an awesome series. So, take it away.
Right, well, little plot summary bit, right? Your main character, Tenchi, also in the title... Tenshi Misaki lives with his father and grandfather at the Misaki Shrine, family shrine, from his mother's side. Due to a set of interesting, shall we say, circumstances, he ends up with six girls in his house, along with his father and grandfather.
Oh, how convenient for an anime.
And a cat/rabbit.
Oh yes, cat/rabbit/spaceship.
/spaceship.
Hey, woo.
But yeah, all these, the characters, they've all got their own intricate personalities, really in-depth. You know, they've all got their personality traits. They all fit together really well, complement each other.
Just quickly, what's the actual genre of...
Genre?
Of the series?
It's a sci-fi romance comedy.
Right, okay. And how would you... What's the most... who would it appeal to the majority of?
Well, you know, you can watch it if you're just looking for a comedy series. You can watch it if you... If you like series like Love Hina, I Love You, stuff like that,
mm-hmm. So that would be the six girls.
The harem anime.
Yeah.
we talked about it before, the harem anime.
Right, well, one of the marks I've always thought of a good anime series is its ability to make you feel attached to the characters, mm-hmm. and its ability to get you emotionally attached to the series. This series does that absolutely wonderfully, does mm-hmm. it? Great. I didn't realise until near the end how attached to the characters you get, but you do.
Wow.
It's a great series for that.
We'll explain why and how, just briefly.
We can't do spoilers, can we?
No, don't give away the story, because in case people like think, I'm going to watch that now. Just explain what do you mean exactly, why do you get attached to them, you know?
Well, due to sets of circumstances later on, some of the characters, you know, some of them leave for a while, some mm-hmm. and come back, and it's like, oh, I really miss that character. Yeah. Where have they gone?
so you get kind of like emotionally attached to them as you go through, because you start feeling their feelings and you start being able to empathize with them and stuff. So,
yep.
Okay.
Just give a quick rundown of the main characters, just so we got a feel of what the characters
main
are.
Main characters?
Like.
Right. Well, you've got Tenchi. He's like the main. He's a teenage high school boy. Very averagey kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got his father, Nobuyuki.
Mm-hmm. He's a legend.
Yes, he's pretty
a legend.
Awesome.
He's a legend.
Right, then we've got Ryoko. She's the best. Little subliminal message there.
Fair enough.
Ryoko, she's got like blue-green hair. She's a space pirate / demon. Then we've got Crown Princess of Jirai, mm-hmm. Ayaka.
Stop looking at Sephron for confirmation. You're like checking to make sure it's okay.
We've got
speak to the wall.
Her younger sister, Sasami.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got little rabbity cat / spaceship, Ryo Oki.
Ryo Okay.
Can someone please explain to me?
Okay, okay.
Can Yamara please explain to me? Ah, nice try. What a cat slash rabbit slash spaceship is.
Cabbits.
Well,
a cabbit.
It's some genetically engineered thing, which is, it takes the form of a small... We think it's a cat. I think it's a cat.
It's a cat slash rabbit. That's the whole point.
Yeah, it's a cat slash rabbit. It makes cat noises, but it looks kind of like a rabbit, and it likes carrots.
And the spaceship bit?
Yeah, it transforms into a spaceship when it's cold.
When it's what, cold?
When it's cold.
Wants to.
Oh, cold. I thought you said cold. It's like when it chucking a freezer and out pops a spaceship. Like, oh, there it is.
It can transform into a spaceship whenever it wants.
Oh, cool.
It's like a genetically engineered life form. It's very cool.
Okay, next two characters, the two galaxy police officers. We have Mahoshi, completely ditzy.
Yeah, she's an airhead.
Yeah. And then we've got her partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... definitely going to regret saying the name, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we've got Kyone.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Kyone for the win.
They're both first-class galaxy police officers, detectives.
You'd bloody think it sometimes, would you?
Damn straight. they complement each other well, characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must say they do, because one of them's like the funny, stupid, over-the-top one, and the other one's the serious, down-to-earth, controlled one. So.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, go on.
So, yeah, these characters were all end up living with Tenchi.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, does anyone in the UK actually know the chronology of Tenchi?
Possibly, yeah, most people do.
Do they?
Well, a lot of anime fans will.
I've heard that no one knows the Tenchi chronology. I've heard that not even the makers know the Tenchi chronology.
There is no chronology. All the series are different.
Well, there you go. That's why people don't know it.
Owned.
Fuck.
Now he's owned.
There's no link between them though. All the series are completely different.
So this series has got a lot of action in it, a lot of comedy, bit of romance. So yeah, we like the bit of romance.
Do we?
I guess, yeah, we do. Yeah, Tenchi helps his grandfather look after the Misaki Shrine, his family shrine. Also, he practices sword training all along the way, which he doesn't actually know why he does that.
Kenjutsu?
Yes, Kenjutsu.
Bless you.
He's Japanese for sword fights.
I believe you. We're going to get... you just know we're going to get some Japanese person email in to correct us on everything.
I know.
So, yeah, it's Tenchi's family heritage, you could say, to help his grandfather look after the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know why, but he's practicing sword fighting all the while. He doesn't know why. He doesn't realise that he doesn't know why until Ayaka comes and asks him about it. And they're like, "Oh, I don't know. Why am I doing this?"
He just randomly does it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I'm told to do this, so yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. So the you can see it's an older style of animation, but it's still good quality. It's high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, animation's all great. It has an amazing soundtrack, except for one. Very, very poor song.
The ending song, yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, two then. We've got that one. We've got
what was the other really poor song?
And we've got Money No More, which was...
Yeah, but that's not really a very main song, though, was it? It wasn't really used that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but it played, and they should be shot for playing that.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was kind of disgraceful. But yeah, all the other songs are great.
Yep.
We've got about four or five different songs making up the series.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
26 episodes in all. We've got three special episodes, three or four, I think it's three, which just carry on from each other.
Cool.
That's the time and space adventures.
Yeah, they're like special standalone episodes. So
where people go and screw around with space and face the wrath.
Yes, yes indeed.
Okay.
Rah.
So to sum up, to give sort of an overall...
Go see it. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Okay.
Because it's awesome.
Well, as I said last time, it's a bit like Trigun.
In the fact that it's classic.
It's more of it's a classic anime. If you really like your harem anime, if you really like your, you know, your romance, your comedy romance, or even a bit of sci-fi
stuff.
At the same time, it's really is kind of like a milestone. It's like a classic anime to go and watch.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for Yamara and Sephron, because he was interjecting so much for your review. We got some music now from Corporate Whore. Now, it was thanks to Yamara that we saw this, because he liked the name Corporate Whore.
I like the name.
And this is called Lighthouse. So thank you, Yamara, for pointing this out to us, although we were just sort of generally browsing around. And go and check out their website at cdbaby.com/corporatewhore.
Yep.
It's more of like a thing where you can buy their CD.
Yeah, a bit like the Brother Love thing.
Yeah,
do,
Brother Love's
Matthew
got
Ebel
one
do,
as well.
So,
sort of thing. So
you can buy the CDs
so
or
good,
download
so
it for free.
It's really good.
Yep.
I like it.
Again, we found it on Podsafe Music as usual.
Yep.
It's all good. Music. Really good stuff there.
So we hope you like this, and we'll get you back with some gaming, tech, and the end of the show.
Ooh, yes. Look forward to that, people. The end of the show.
Thank God. Oh. Finishing. Okay.
Words are swirling around me. our journey to the blue. For a beacon in the distance, I know to reach for you. You're constant and tender when I may get tossed about. So bring me home, lighthouse. So close to breaking, your strength gives me hope. Extend me your patience in a world full of doubt. So bring me home, lighthouse. I look up and there you are. You've held both before me. Show the way to the side I need.
Okay, and welcome back. We hope you like that. It's pretty cool. I think, like we said last time, we're going to try and stick with the whole maybe groove rocky theme for the music.
Yeah, because it's cool.
It's very generic in terms of, you know, people liking it. So
we've been here before, so
yeah, I know.
Moving on.
Gaming. As I said last time, last episode, and the episode before that,
you did.
I was going to do the review of the three new DS games that I bought,
mm-hmm.
and so far I've done Jump Superstars,
and the other one.
I did Mario & Luigi's Partners Through Time.
Cool game.
I know, it's good. You played it a little bit.
It a little bit, and I was like, "Ooh, this is actually quite cool."
Yeah.
Yes.
You gonna get it?
Probably not.
Well, you're gonna get a load of money soon with your raid servers, and you might have a bit left over.
Yeah.
Buy a few DS
games.
I'm going
to be playing a lot of Oblivion.
You need to get some more DS games. You've barely got any DS games.
When Oblivion comes out for the DS, I'll buy that.
Yeah, right. It won't, dude. Trust.
It's coming out for the mobile phone.
Oh, fuck knows why. Fuck knows why.
Yeah, I'll come on to that in a bit.
So, basically, what I'm going to do is I was going to review Animal Crossing Wild World, which is the third review, you know, the last one to do. Unfortunately, because we haven't really got a whole lot of time this episode after the long anime section, because we have a special guest, so we have to
outshine our special guest.
No, we have to put emphasis on that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I haven't actually had a chance to go online with it yet because I haven't actually got any friends who've got the game yet because I imported it from America.
You did indeed.
So I'm not going to do the review this episode. I'm probably going to do it next episode or possibly the episode after that, just in case.
But at some point, you'll be bringing us Animal Crossing.
I will be doing an Animal Crossing Wild World review, but just not yet.
Okay, cool. And also, of course, next episode, I'll be bringing my Oblivion First Impressions.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. That was quite good. That was quite a good little Mexican ooh.
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 Ooh. Okay, well, yeah, so hopefully in next episode you'll be bringing us an ACWW review.
Yes.
I'll just have a quick mention, as always, about Oblivion. By the time American listeners will hear this, they will actually probably have their copy.
It will be out.
Tuesday is the day of release, so I don't know why they're listening to this unless they're listening to it while they're playing the game.
Cry
That'd
face.
Be awesome.
Because they're being pretty stupid, really, if they're not, because they should be playing it. So there was actually some rumours that Play.com dispatched yesterday, and people in the UK will be getting it on Monday, which means they'll be getting it earlier than the US, so that's complete nonsense.
Well, you know.
Yeah, so, but hopefully I'll get it on Friday, the day it's due out, and if maybe even earlier, but... So yeah, but hopefully I'll get mine on Friday. There's been, because it's a countdown for America, there's actually been like 30-second moves every single day, and there'll be another one out today, and they are actually really gorgeous.
There's one of a horse, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was one of people riding horses. And there's been new screenshots, and there's been some more interviews. But the countdown, they're only like 30 seconds each. They're like 17 meg or something.
Yeah.
But the first one they released, their entire server just went, no, and died. even though these were only 15 meg movies, their entire server went, no.
Damn.
And died. And so I was like, refresh, until I managed to get onto it, and I was getting 4K a second off their server.
Crikey.
And so now, funnily enough, they have like 62 mirrors for all the videos.
I can well believe it.
Sounds pretty damn popular.
Yes, it is. Their website is absolutely insane. Whenever they post an update, the whole site slows to a crawl. In fact, the forums today weren't working. They were so completely overloaded.
Anything else? Any other Obliv talk?
There's been... I suggest people check out Gaming Steve. I don't know whether I mentioned that before. I think
Gaming
I did.
Gaming Steve!
Yeah. Cool little music. He's a really popular gaming podcast, and he has... He's done two episodes with Elder Scrolls Oblivion talk, and also every episode for like 10 episodes, he's done Sport Talk, where he talks about sport, because he's actually friends with Will Wright. Will Wright goes on the Gaming Steve forum.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
Will Wright is on the Gaming Steve forum, and he actually has a private email address for talking to Will Wright.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Cool is that?
And he's like been to Will Wright studios and stuff and all this sort of thing.
So he's played sport?
Alarm going off outside.
Has he played sport?
Yeah, well, he might have done.
I know that he also played
Oblivion before anyone else got their chance to play it. So yeah, so that's that, and I'll shut up. Because I'm talking far too much about Oblivion.
Lol.
I could go on all day.
Sounds awesome.
Getting hot in here. I'll show you some movies. Leave it.
Cool.
Next little gaming thing. Now, although I'm not back to the original amount that I used to be, I've started playing ROE and Ragnarok Online. Now, I used to play this a lot, didn't I? I mean, I used to... be addicted to this game. I think I was addicted to it, to be honest. I mean, I never stopped playing it. I mean, first thing I do when I woke up in the morning, check if I'd sold my stuff that I was trying to sell, or say hello to my guild or whatever.
You were basically like addicted to an MMO as much as some people are addicted to WoW.
Yes,
but it wasn't
I was.
Actually WoW, because this was pre-WoW, wasn't it?
Ragnarok. This is pre-WoW. WoW. Yeah. When I started to play Ragnarok, WoW hadn't been released.
Yeah.
It was released during WoW, and we lost some players to WoW, unfortunately. But I mean, I was addicted. I was what people call a crip, you know. Mm. The first thing I did when I got home from school was say hello to McGill.
500 hours a week.
No, if you check my X5 profile,
you've got 500.
580 hours overall, which is
But
sick.
That's not even like the whole time you were playing RO, because that was only once you got X5, and that was like halfway through you playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've probably racked up like 1,000 plus
must
hours.
Must have at least. But yeah, that was when I was a serious crip.
How long a period of time was this over? These 580 hours?
Six
how
hours?
Many times did you pay for it?
About 8 times.
So 8 months. Over a period of 8 months, 1,000 hours.
Oh, I didn't actually always play it. You know, I'd leave it on overnight to sell things or something with X-Fire left on.
But still
counts.
You were like the top gamer for RO.
On X-Fire, I had the highest playtime on RO. Yeah.
Out of anyone in the world.
Maybe not anymore.
But at one point he did.
But at one point, I was seventh in overall in every game, in any game. I played the most time in
seventh,
any game.
Seventh most.
Seventh on X-Fire.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Right, but I was top on RO. There was another guy who was getting. He was also playing it a lot, but I eventually got above
him. Kicked his ass.
Not that it really matters, but still.
Still cool.
Anyway, so...
Why didn't you take a screenshot of X-File? Like, he used 7th. I would have done. I'd have been like, wow.
Yeah, I should have done, shouldn't I? That would have been amazing. So yeah, MMOs, amazing. Playing Ragnarok Online. If you play Ragnarok Online, you're on IRO. If you're not a blooming... private server. Fuck private servers. I know what people do because they can't be asked to pay because they're cheapskates or they want higher...
There's private servers for everything. There's private servers for WoW.
Yeah, or they want higher XP levels or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But when are there going to be private servers for Earth and Beyond?
Oh, I wish there were.
I wish there were.
Earth and Beyond.
Earth and Beyond. Sorry, don't worry.
Earth and Beyond. Do it.
Earth and Beyond.
Yeah, there we go.
He's like, what the
fuck? Anyway, let's be honest. But yeah, if you play Ragnarok, if you want to play an MMO and think Ragnarok sounds a pretty cool game,
mm-hmm.
Come join me. I'm on Chaos server,
mm-hmm.
IRO Chaos server, but I will play Iris as well. I won't be playing Locky because Locky's too populated,
mm-hmm.
but I play Chaos most of the time, and I would play Iris if you guys wanted to play. Mm-hmm. So give me a PM.
We've never ever had like anyone email us about any of the games we play. And, like,
no, I know.
Yes,
only things they email about is our anime
section. Yeah.
I'll have to come and join you on RO sometime.
Yes, indeed.
Probably after my exams.
Yes. Well, that's what Seth and I are going to do. We keep saying that we're like after exams in the summer holidays, we're going to go through all the free trials of MMOs that we can find.
Mainly Eve.
Yeah, we're going to be like Eve.
We're going to play Eve.
Dedicated time to playing Eve.
So we want to try Eve out because it's like the only game that even comes close to giving us the
Earth and Beyond factor.
Amazingness that was Earth and Beyond.
Yep. I'll also just make a quick note that the BF2 Euroforce expansion pack has been released. Now, I'm not quite sure when. This was quite quiet because it's not an expansion pack. It's a booster pack.
Yeah, it's a booster pack.
All
to,
it contains is a few levels and some vehicles and stuff and the French, I think. That's it. You can only get it through the EA downloader. So at some point, I will be getting that through.
It's only like £6.
Yeah, it's like £6 or something. It's nothing. So at some point, I'll get that and have a quick chat about it next episode, maybe.
Yep. I was playing BF2 earlier before we did the podcast, mm-hmm. and there was already servers which said Euroforces only. So.
Yeah, cool. Okay, also moving on to our tech section before we finish up the show. I've been getting some new peripherals.
Peripherals.
Yes. I've got myself a new keyboard because I had a Zed board, which I got for a very cheap amount of money. Thank you, Ian, at the school. And I replaced it with a Satek Eclipse. Now, the reason I replaced it with a Satek Eclipse, because I was looking at the Logitech G, whatever it is, that illuminated one with the LCD screen.
Oh, yeah.
I had a look on some reviews, and I find Extreme Tech and Tom's Hardware to be the best place for reviews. They're really reliable.
Right.
And they basically said, if there's one thing you can do, buy this keyboard.
Yeah.
And that was it. It's like, and the same for what I'm going to mention next.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a Satek keyboard. Now, Satek are known for doing good gear, but mainly their keyboards. And one of the things they're mainly known for is their attention to the community and how much attention they pay to the community. Because originally, they released the Satek Gamers keyboard. Now, what that was is that was almost the same as the Eclipse, but it had a command pad on the side, which had 9 like keypad buttons which you could use for macros.
Yeah.
And it was also illuminated, but you couldn't see the keys. It was only illuminated around the keys. Now, even though that was really good and everyone loved it, it got some of the highest reviews that keyboards have ever got. There were a few niggling things, like you couldn't see through the keys and all this sort of thing.
So
instead of just laying off their backs and reaping the rewards of the Satek Gamers keyboard, they released the Satek Eclipse.
Yes.
Now, what this is without the command pad, but it has laser-etched gaps in the keys. Now, this is like a patented design, TrueView technology TrueView technology. And basically, it looks nice.
Oh, it's nice.
I mean,
it's
there
really
are some really good pictures on the web.
Blue neon
even they
lights.
Don't. Even the pictures on the web don't do it proper justice.
No, you've really got to get one, put it in a dark room, turn it on.
And the other thing is the price. They're so cheap.
Yeah.
So that's great. I also purchased, for a bit more money than the Satek Eclipse.
So worth it.
The Speedlink Medusa 5.1 surround sound headphones.
Ooh.
Now,
these are your first pair of big headphones.
Yeah, these are my first pair of decent headphones. And DeFay, the leader of my clan, Clandair.
Hey, Deathy.
Dare.dustydreams.co.uk has a pair of these and said, buy them. They're really great. Because I was looking at headphones and he said, no, these are really, really good. So I was like, okay, I'll buy them. And I must say, for playing FPS games, they just are.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
I mean, you've been playing,
I've been playing Far
Cry with MixWizard and he actually hates you for using those headphones.
Yeah, because I can shoot through bushes and know exactly where he is. Because I can just sit there and turn up my surround sound and go, there he is, shoot, dead, without actually even looking. I could do it almost without looking at the screen, because they are really, really good. You're obviously not going to get the perfect quality that you get from real surround sound,
yeah.
But it's pretty damn close. I mean, they are pretty amazing. Did that in advance, that's very impressive.
Well done.
So yeah, so again, I looked at reviews, Extreme Tech, Tom's Hardware, that sort of thing, and they said, if you can do one thing, buy these headphones. It's normally the things that I go for. It's like, if you can do one thing, buy them. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy them. I'm a sucker to reviews.
Fair enough.
So yeah, very cool. I am in love with my...
They're very nice, aren't they?
...keyboard and my...
They are quite kinky.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yamara?
You've got a second thing?
Yeah, I also have surround sound, although not in the form of headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, managed to get myself a 5.1 surround sound kit for £30.
Cool.
So, it's all...
Are they any good for £30?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really?
It really is great. It's, the sound quality is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little 5-inch bay control port with it.
Cool, that's quite good.
Proper controls and a remote.
Mm-hmm.
Remote.
Oh, that's quite good for £30.
It's not bad at all.
What did you have previously?
Speakers.
Just like little speakers that came with your computer.
Crappy
or whatever.
Speakers.
All right,
yeah.
So you're going to notice the difference then.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, I was, as you were saying a minute ago, you with surround sound, you really can play FPS a lot better.
Yeah, you really do notice.
It's like, amazing.
I mean, I read when I was reading reviews of the Speedlink Medusas, there was like someone was saying that they really play CSS a lot, Counter-Strike Source, and they said that sometimes they were playing games and getting accused of wall hacking because they could just know where people were. It's great. So yeah, so that's our tech section. We were going to have a bit more, but as we were short on time and short on research...
Yeah, we were going to mention the Origami again. I mean, we can quickly mention it.
Well, yeah, we can quickly mention that there was a few more bits announced about it, and Microsoft have said that the Halo movie was just a concept video.
Just to show, you know, that they could do.
And also, the Origami in itself seems to be like almost like a blueprint for something, and then other hardware manufacturers are actually making them.
Yeah.
So you can get several different types, just like you can get several different Windows Mobile PDAs.
Exactly.
You know, you can get the iPacks and you can get whatever. So that's a quick mention of that. We were also going to mention that someone managed to get Windows XP on the new Intel Macs, but we'll mention that maybe another time.
We haven't really done any research.
It's also very hot off the, you know, there's a lot of development about it at the moment.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, so that about wraps up the show.
Yeah, that's about it, really. I mean, we would like to go into a more techie section. I think as of next episode, maybe episode after that, you're going to start doing a bigger tech episode.
I'm going to start focusing on the tech section. I've got a few ideas lined up. I might do a bit on programming.
Yeah.
I might do sort of like a big introduction to sort of the different programming languages and what are good from a hacking point of view and what are good from
C, Python, Perl.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Sure to listen to that one then.
Yes. So to wrap up the show, I've just got a quick shout to MixWizard, as I mentioned again about the showcase, for putting up with, as in his words, the little shits. And also...
Shabbies.
Yes, and also, well, just the whole school in general.
Yeah, pretty much.
And also doing the most amazing thing, which was very cool, was that at 8:30 in the morning, coming in, he was absolutely knackered from doing the first night. This was on Thursday. And he said, let's wake some people up. And turns on his computer, turns on the mixer.
Chooses the basiest club song he can find.
Yep. Turns on the subs and goes...
Maximum.
And it was good.
Unfortunately, my bus was too late for me to be there. But
No wonder you missed it. But I was he was still playing, and I was like, I've got to go to lesson. So I was walking off to lesson. I was walking to H Block, and I could still hear the... in the background.
Legend.
H Block being about the furthest you can get away from where the music was being played.
H Block's about... 300 metres from A Block.
And we're talking through like three buildings as well.
And a whole building complex, for crying out loud.
It was great.
Pretty loud.
And I said to him, like, does no one come in and like tell you to shut up? And he's like, no one has ever come. He's done this like every time he does this, and no one ever comes in.
Well, they don't actually know what they're doing. For all they know, you might be testing the sound levels or something.
But
he's got to do
it. No one's ever come in. Like Mr. Fennell, the English teachers, he's done this during lessons.
Jesus, the place where he's doing this is... right below a load of classrooms.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the sound level?
You could probably feel it through the floor.
You probably feel the floor vibrating.
I would pay to be in one of those classes while he's doing that.
Why don't you ask him to do it for you?
Yeah, great. He's got to get out the 1 kilowatt speakers.
Just hand him a timetable. Sort this out.
Yeah. But yeah, so shouts to him. It was really great.
Yeah,
time.
He's a cool guy.
It was good. It was good fun. And so, see you around.
Yes.
I have a quick plug to BleachPortal.com for getting me the news of Bleach being licensed pretty quickly. So, although it's bad news, got it pretty quickly. Got it circulated, so...
Well, cool. It's, you know, good and bad about the whole licensing thing. But yes, website, pretty good stuff.
Yep.
Stefan's yawning if you're wondering why he's speaking French.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
But yeah, so people go and check out Bleach Portal if they're interested, yeah?
Yes, go look now.
Okay, go look now while the episode ends. While you're listening to the outtakes.
And the link will be on the site, will it not?
It will indeed.
All links will be
look
on
that.
The site.
Look at that, he's
into it already.
He's into it already.
He's getting it.
Okay, well, that wraps up the show.
Yeah.
So, Angelada.
I'm Zephyrin.
And I'm Yumara.
He's getting into it.
Ooh.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. Ooh, now.
Competition. Oh. He's going to be set up his own next.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, well, this has been episode 11.
Yep.
And catch you in episode 12, if I'm not playing Oblivion. You may have
and
to...
And if I haven't got completely addicted to Ragnarok.
Yeah. So, there may...
episode... I'll come and cover the show.
Episode 12 was a bit of a shaky episode. We could all possibly be incapacitated. I could have died on the floor.
I could be a total crip and be selling my household possessions for monies.
Yes. Okay. And now... yes, so... I know what I'm going to say, but I'll wait for it. So that has been Life Next episode 11.
Yes, it has. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Indeed.
And...
Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Yumara, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me here.
Yeah, that's all right.
No problem. We all managed to fit in the shed.
Just about.
So, pinned up against the wall.
Test shed.
It's not going to end, is it? Okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay, well, that's it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, all.
Sorry, I was just drinking just to say something.
Just gargle out the word instead. What? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
You looked at me as soon as I said that.
No, I was just turning. I was just looking around.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm looking around with my computer. Leave me alone.
Sorry, I thought you were accusing me.
Nope.
LOL! Oh, LOL! Oh, LOL, Robin.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna cut you out and remove. I'm gonna move your fader very low.
No, don't do it. You don't do it.
So use of Yumara may not be used by the next recovery.
Yes, we do!
No, it's alright, you don't need to shout, I'll bring you back
now. The fader's back up, by the way.
Yes.
Shut up, just get on with it. people in the listeners, they don't want to hear Yumara, they want to hear my 60 voice.
I think they want to hear Yumara.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to get lots of emails saying bring back Yumara.
Do you reckon Yumara has a rather sexy voice?
I think he has. I think he has a rather podcast voice.
Oh, fuck. I mean, it's pretty hard trying to level up, man. I mean, I can't even go to like my old leveling places at all because I've got no gear.
So where'd your stuff go then?
My family must have taken it.
They can do that?
Well, we shared accounts, you know, so they knew my password.
Ah. You should have changed your password before you stopped playing.
Remember that £60 ice pick? Poof.
Ooh.